Let a news update. This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week on Neighbourhood Watch, protests were launched around Australia at state capitals to protest sexual harassment against women and sexual assaults in politics, as well as Aboriginal advocates calling for more political action following a third death in custody. Here's Radio Adelaide's Zoe Canandes.
What's happening with the March for Justice in protests all over Australia?
Yeah, so on Monday we saw thousands and thousands of people come together for the March for Justice rally in capital cities and places all across the country. It was really quite a significant big day. Obviously, the March for Justice, I think, was somewhat started in the UK in response to the instances that they've been having with violence against women, and then that carried over to here in Australia. And obviously, I think I've been reporting for the past months about all the horrific stories that have been coming out of Parliament and all this gendered violence that we've been seeing for so long now, and it's so rife within the Australian community. So, it was a Monday. I think it was maybe 1 p.m. on a Monday, and thousands of people everywhere in Adelaide. I think it was like 8,000 people, which is massive for little old Adelaide. All came out to show their support. We had people like Brittany Higgins, who was the young woman who came out about her story of being raped in Parliament House when she was a junior staffer in 2019. She spoke at one of the rallies in Canberra. She decided to do it on the last minute. So it was a really significant day for so many. Unfortunately, moments later or later that afternoon, Scott Morrison addressed the Cabinet and said that essentially, and I'm paraphrasing, so please note that I am paraphrasing, I don't have the quote in front of me, but he said that essentially that the protesters that were out on Monday rallying for women's justice were lucky that they weren't shot and lucky that the government or the police force didn't use violence against them because we're a lucky country who have fantastic democracy. And yes, essentially he said that we were lucky that they weren't shot, which is, I mean, the most vile thing in the world that you could say. Potentially there's more vile things, but it just adds to this track record of Scott Morrison not handling these situations well at all. I don't know who his advisor is, but they need to be fired. This man cannot seem to get it right when it comes to these really big, heavy social issues that the country is facing, especially when it comes around violence towards women, or sexual assault towards women. He is so clumsy with the way that he handles and speaks about these situations. It's deeply upsetting and also quite embarrassing for the country.
Yep, I have the quotes in front of me. Apparently, mm-hmm. the Prime Minister has declared a quote-unquote triumph of democracy, that the protests were not, quote-unquote, met with bullets. But let's stay on Adelaide for a while. Did you go to the protest yourself?
No, unfortunately, I work 9 to 5. But there were many people out, like I said, about 8,000, I think the numbers got up to, which for a somewhat small capital city in Australia is really significant.
Right. And moving on to our second and final topic of the day, some Aboriginal advocates are now demanding action after a third death in police custody in 1 week.
Yes. So this is, again, really devastating. We saw 3 Aboriginal deaths in custody in 1 week. And the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services representatives have been faint have been demanding that obviously this needs to change. We are coming up to the 30-year anniversary of the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody. 30 years ago, they launched that Royal Commission, and yet we're still seeing incidences like this happening far, far too often, and we are still seeing the government sort of turning a blind eye towards these deaths. Victorian Green Senator Linda Thorpe described the justice system when she was speaking about this as deeply racist when she heard of the news of the third Aboriginal man who had died in custody that week. She said that this is relentless and traumatising for our people and has deemed the system completely broken. She is, along with so many others, demanding the government to meet with advocates and organisations on the 30th anniversary of the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody in order to sort of create more impact and more change and make sure that this stops happening. Because, I mean, enough is enough, and this is, it's absolutely a vile thing that happens, and it's such a... I mean, it's such a deep shame that this country holds, and we, you know, the effects of colonialism are still so apparent and still so happening to this very day, yet so many of us who hold privilege are so easily able to turn a blind eye to these situations. And I think that's why it's somewhat goes underlooked, not only in government, but in general society as a whole.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.